something, break a tooth off, bite down on the...
Yeah, on that pit.
Pit of it.
Seed.
Did you ever raise any other kind of, did you ever dry any?
Oh, definitely. Early, in no time, that was, they were more fruit dried, more especially the apples and peaches, you know. That was a task, getting those ready and preparing them and drying them in the summertime, you know.
You put them out on a
sheet or coarse cloth of some kind on a low building or maybe a truss on a, with boards on plank and then in the daytime while the sun is out to so the moisture would evaporate out of them and get dry. And have to look after them and take them in before the dew began to fall late in the afternoon. But, yes.
Skin of just, the skin of the, whatever peach would.
Well, they just left the skin on as.
Yeah, it would.
Shrivel and. As the moisture would leave it. No, I know that they probably dried about as much as they can, or even more, because it was probably easier than all of that work of putting them in jars. Of course, there's a lot of work to cutting them and getting them ready, the apples and peaches and those things.
Yes, sir. Nets.
A lot of it was saved that way for the use in the winter and the spring, other time of the year when it wasn't fresh.
Did you ever make snits? Did you ever hear that? You know what that was?
I've heard of it, but I
dried up. That sort of thing.
No.
Would you, Neil? Peanuts you might pull and roast, right?
Oh, sure, definitely. That was a must crop. One must have peanuts, you know. Not only for the families to eat.
Other names for them?
Well, of course, goobers and peanuts and
tenders.
Ground peas.
did other nuts you might get off a tree, like...
Hickory nuts and the black walnuts were
but
here.
They've got those kind of a shell hard covering.
Well, yes, and
what do they have?
They're green, you know, until they're matured, and then
what's green?
Oh, the outside covering of those black walnuts.
Yeah.
You know, that were here in such abundance around every farm and around every home almost would have two or three, one or more. And they'd save those for the winter use. Of course, the scalar bark hickory nut down in the bottoms along creeks were most sought after, probably, because their hull was rather thin and easily and cracked or broken. And the kernels were larger, too, but